to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. This is an election with one voter, Mitt Romney. And he gets to decide who he thinks would be the best vice president of the United States, the person best prepared to serve with him to turn our country around. And I like the way Governor Romney makes decisions, and I'm sure he'll make this one really well. But I'm certainly not weighing in and saying who I think it should be. I don't know, you know, whether Governor Romney, I've said this all along, I love being governor of New Jersey, you can tell. I think every day the way I do my job that I love being governor. But the fact is, if Governor Romney picks up the phone and calls, then you have to answer the call and listen at least.
That's New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who seems to be changing his mind about whether he would be Mitt Romney's running mate. The presidential race, once again, in the number one spot where it has been for most of the year so far. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to a special hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, taking a look at the top 10 talk topics for the first half of the year. Here's a rundown of the top 10 hits in talk radio as we see them for the first 6 months of 2012. Immigration reform is number 10. Facebook IPO and privacy issues, number 9. The battle over Obamacare, number 8. War in Afghanistan, number 7. The Zimmerman-Martin case, number 6. Situation in Syria is number 5. Price you pay for gasoline, number 4. Iran and their whatever they're doing, number 3. Economy, number 2. And the presidential race so far this year, number 1. 2012 began with the Iowa caucuses. Host Chad Hartman talking to a caller about Michelle Bachmann ending her campaign after her dismal finish in Iowa, the state where she was born.
What is the one word to describe the campaign of Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann? It is extraordinarily difficult to run for the presidency and have success. Extraordinarily. We're talking a minuscule amount of our population who has a chance. But let's just be candid here, okay? She wins the Ames straw poll. You may not have heard this, but she was born in the state of Iowa. You may not have heard this, she's from Minnesota. You may not have heard this, but she's against Obamacare.
No, wait, now, hey.
You may not have heard this.
Double check.
But she's against Dodd-Frank. You may not have heard this, but she's a social conservative. She had so many advantages built in, many of them created by herself. Some just worked out that way, that mom and dad were there and she was born there, and she finished last, bottom, done. Huntsman doesn't count. He didn't campaign there. He made fun of Iowa. He said, you pick corn there, they pick presidents in New Hampshire. Not going to be him, by the way. So I'm saying failure. I'm saying my word is failure. Let's just be honest. This was a failure. Congresswoman, she at one point captured the imagination of Republican Nation. But when you have all the built-in advantages, there is no way she should have finished last unless they ran a lousy campaign. Lousy campaign. And again, at various times, was just making stuff up out of whole cloth. So what is the word to describe Michelle Bachmann's campaign? Steve, you're on.
Unelectable.
Unelectable?
Definitely.
Well, then how did she win the Ames straw poll? How did she have momentum?
I think they didn't get a chance to see her interviewed enough to understand that she never answers the question. She just turns it into talking points and drives everybody nuts because she won't answer questions.
That's right on. Seriously, that is so right on. Because even today, when it is her bye-bye speech, what did she spend most of the time doing? She talked about Obamacare again. We got it. And there are many people who share her views. But when you're leaving and saying goodbye, at least this part of the campaign, it's just Obamacare. She can't pivot. She can't show her ability comfortably and naturally to handle these questions. You're a smart person if you reach this level of success, but sometimes you don't demonstrate it in the public scene on a regular basis, and there were some times when it was, you were just shaking your head.
Up next, more on the number one topic for the first half of the year when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air...
It isn't.
Then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't...
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is the 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles, super small prices.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices. Now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy. Come.
Select styles only in store on adults and sale per week.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
This is a special edition of the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. We are moving up and down and around the top 10 talk radio topics the first half of the year. Not a very big surprise, presidential race number one. Here's host Peter Tilden with political reporter Wayne Slater. They talk about the huge amount of money in the campaign, including the $100 million that's gone into a GOP super PAC so far. All from one donor.
You know, Gingrich brokered this deal, and I'm still waiting to see what Gingrich gets out of it. But he took Romney by the hand and introduced him to the owner of the Venetian, Sheldon Adelson.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you see the amount of money Adelson said he may spend this year?
No, I did not.
Adelson gave $10 million to restore our future, right?
Yeah.
All told, the Adelsons have now given at least $35 million. He said today, because he's got a net worth of roughly $25 billion, that he may be spending as much as $100 million on the 212
elections. Well, God bless America. I think Adams and Jefferson had this in mind.
I think so, too.
When they started this country.
I think so, too, that a guy had come up, a little man with gambling money, and that's my money and your money if you've gone to the Venetian.
That's right.
He's going to spend $100 million.
No, I mean, it's astonishing. I mean, you know, when in fact the Supreme Court, the Roberts activist, conservative activist Supreme Court, decided that it's okay that private corporations and individuals spend whatever they want, and in some cases not even report what that is, that's okay within the free speech ideal of America, then, I'm a happy man.
What does Obama do? Does he go to Vegas now?
now and try and court Steve Wynn or Wayne Newton? Or does he try and get his other 100 mil Oscar? Because you look at that number and your hair starts falling out.
Well, you can't be Wayne Newton, because I remember traveling with George Bush in 2000. On the airplane was Bo Derek and Wayne Newton, which was a Republican ideal of famous people in your airplane.
Got it, got it. So the, aside from Adelson spending 100 mil, and I didn't want to make this all about money, but Mitt Romney is so outraising Obama when it comes to Wall Street. He, 37 million to 4.8 million.
It wasn't until about a week and a half ago that I thought that that Obama might be in trouble. I know it sounds crazy, but even here in Red State, Texas, when I saw the economic numbers, I began to think, you know, Obama may really, really, really be in trouble. On the other hand, last weekend in Fort Worth, Texas, I was at the Texas Republican Party Convention.
Right.
18,000 delegates. And at one point during this convention, people would mention the nominee, Mitt Romney, by name from the stage, and these delegates would boo. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison mentioned Romney, and people would boo. Rick Santorum, I talked to Santorum at one point, and he was careful only to mention Romney once. Because real, true Americans understand that that Obama may be someone from Kenya, but Romney himself is not a true American either. There is a lack of enthusiasm within the Republican Party, not simply an antipathy for Obama, but a lack of enthusiasm for Romney.
And to your point, Wayne, this is why he may be running in 2016, but why Jeb Bush came out and said what he said, that George W. Bush and Ronald Reagan would have not fared well with this party today.
No, I think Jeb Bush is one of the extraordinary figures in the party, and I feel funny about that, because you know that if you were in a third world nation, you'd think, are there only two families, the Clinton and the Bushes, that run the country? It's like some kind of a banana republic. But Jeb Bush is so right.
From last month, here's a conversation with CNN's Wolf Blitzer and Ron Paul, who says he's still not ready to endorse Mitt Romney.
I assume you've reconciled yourself with the fact that Romney will be your party's nominee.
Well, it looks like he has the delegates, yes, but he doesn't have the control of the hearts and the minds of the people. And right now, a lot of delegates who are pledged to vote for Romney are actually very strong supporters of ours and will be strongly supporting us when we want to put things into the platform to say, hey, we don't need another war. Yes, we do need to audit the Federal Reserve. Yes, we ought to really cut spending. So there's going to be a lot more support there than the delegate count indicates. There'll be support for our cause of liberty and for what we've been doing for a good many years.
Your son, Senator Rand Paul, has endorsed Romney. I take it you're not yet ready yourself to endorse Romney, are you?
No. Not ready.
You're not ready.
No way.
When you say no way, what's stopping you? Because you obviously appreciate the fact he's going to have 1,144 delegates that will put him over the top.
Well, what's he going to achieve? I think it's legitimate for us to continue the debate. I know they don't want the debate at the convention. Everything has to be smooth and proper. But, you know, I help pay for the convention because the taxpayers pay Republicans $18-plus million. And Obama gets $18-plus million to have these grand parties. I think we should be serious and discuss differences. And it used to be that we would go the last time I actually went and attended a convention. We didn't even know who the nominee would be, and that was in 1976 when Reagan was challenging Ford. I mean, they used to mean something, and right now I'd like to have these conventions mean something and continue to debate and decide what we as a party actually believe in.
Up next, we move on to the economy in Iran when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio in review for the first half of 2012. The special edition continues. We're up to number two now, and that's a discussion of the economy. Here's a conversation with Talk host Chip Morris and Congressman Cliff Stearns of Florida. They talk about the Congressional Budget Office report and the dire warnings over fiscal policy.
The Congressional Budget Office has just released a new report that's saying that what's being called Tax-mageddon, effectively the same set of problems that were dealt with in the 12th hour after the 2010 election, where things got jammed through, and then we wound up with this debt ceiling situation that got jammed through, and it's continuing resolution after continuing resolution. And I appreciate that the House of Representatives has passed a number of bills that won't. But what can we do about breaking the gridlock and dealing with the very important questions that nobody seems to want to talk about in Washington? How do we get that done, sir? Lead us.
Well, one thing that I think what a lot of people don't realize is that Republicans only control the House of Representatives. The Senate is controlled by the Democrat, namely Harry Reid. We sent 22 bills over there to give incentives for small businesses. None of them have been voted on. And, of course, President Obama has indicated that he's going to veto anything that we offer, including the Keystone Pipe, which would create 22,000 new jobs. But to answer your question, obviously, I think electing Governor Romney would make a whole lot of difference. And if we could just take the Senate, then we could move forward. Because, as you know, the taxes are all, the Bush tax cuts expired. And a lot of people say, that's good, but it's going to be a huge tax increase, and not just the rich, but also middle class. All the dividend tax is going up, the capital gains tax going up, the Medicare tax that we add on is going to go forward. Not to mention the ATM, which is all part of this tax increase, and that's going to affect the economy dramatically.
As well as the doc fix, as well as the FICA taxes going back up. As well as the sequestration of the without regard to what it means to the military. I mean, it seems like nobody's willing to do their job because they don't want to be on record prior to the election again.
Well, I think certainly the Republicans in the House, we voted to not let the Bush tax cuts expire, and I think many of us would be receptive if somehow the president were trying to compromise that so that we could have move forward in 1st of January without this Armageddon of taxes, which you mentioned. But I think the important thing is we've got to have some kind of semblance of budget order. I voted for the Paul Ryan budget, and a lot of people think that's too draconian, but I think actually he tries to approach it in some way to try and reduce spending.
Iran is number three on the countdown. From February, his host Rita Cosby and Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan talking about the possibility of Israel launching an attack on Iran and their nuclear weapons program.
This is a major, major issue, and of course, a big concern. There you are, Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. In the thick of it, how concerned, I guess, are you and the committee of Israel maybe doing a preemptive strike, and what do you think the repercussions could be?
Well, you know, the one thing that concerns us is a unilateral strike by Israel targeted against Iran. I mean, it would, all our moderate Arab allies in the region would be put in a position to have to oppose that, and it would certainly strain relations. The retaliation impact of that would be significant. We would have to try to deal with some of that. So it's concerning. It's not in the best interest of the United States that they unilaterally take a strike at the Iranian nuclear weapon program.
So what do you think, what would happen, to the U.S. also? Would there be, it's interesting, some of the rhetoric I'm sure you've seen today, there's some very strong rhetoric coming out of Iran basically threatening to target U.S. bases if Israel would do something with Iran's nuclear program. So we're at a high-stakes war.
Well, it is. I mean, we do believe that even if it is a unilateral attack by Israel, that they're going to see it, they're going to view it, the broader Middle East is going to view it, and it's certainly going to be championed as a U.S.-led attack irrespective. So we're going to have to deal with that.
We'll move along as our review of the first half of 2012 continues here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But
you know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles, super small prices.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices. Now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy. Come all.
Select styles only in store only. Same for a week.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yep, halfway through, Doug Steffen here with this special edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing the top 10 radio top topics, if you will, of the year. Gas prices, number four. Here's a conversation from April with host Manny Munoz and energy analyst Phil Flynn talking about the effect of oil speculation on the price you pay for gasoline.
How much does oil speculation really drive the markets and, more importantly, the price of gas?
You know, I think oil speculation assures that when you pull up at the gas tank that there's gasoline in that tank. Because without the oil speculators, it's very possible that when you pulled up to that tank, it wouldn't be there. And that's especially true in a world today where the risk to oil supply is higher than it's ever been. You've got insurance companies that don't want to insure tankers going through the Straits of Hormuz or coming out of Iran. You've got countries across Europe hoarding supply. And it, without the speculators to assume that risk, you wouldn't see the oil as easily available as it is today.
Now, I don't proclaim to be an expert in this area or anything like that. From the little bit of research I was able to do and glean from this, one, as you mentioned, speculators play an important role in the price of gas and getting it here. Two, isn't any kind of investing really speculating? I mean, it's legal, and it almost sounds like the president wants to make this legal activity much more difficult. Is this just more regulation, what he's proposing?
It is. It's more regulation and dangerous regulation. And, in fact, I think that if the president is allowed to try to manipulate prices by using regulation, he's going to be guilty of what he's trying to accuse the oil traders of doing. You know, really, this, what this comes down to is that if the government isn't happy with the price of oil, they can use their political muscle to try to drive people out of the marketplace, and that can have some very serious unintended consequences for the American consumer.
One thing that he did say that to me makes perfect sense, apparently right now, as the rules stand in these in the oil markets, you can buy a million barrels of oil this morning and sell a million, that same million barrels of oil this afternoon for a profit or a loss, what have you, but you don't actually need to have the money. You don't need to have that purchase backed up in any way financially. He wants to make that a little bit different. Is that the way it works, and shouldn't you have that backing before you can make that purchase in that trade?
No, he's wrong about that. You do have to put a margin requirement or a good faith payment to make sure that you do have enough money to back that up. In fact, every time you buy 1,000 barrels of oil, currently the margin requirement to carry that position for more than 24 hours is about $8,000.
Hmm.
You know, it's roughly about, currently about 6.7 to 8% of the total contract value. But that's the way futures contracts always work, because the speculators are assuming the risk. Sometimes they assume that risk for a day. Sometimes they assume that risk for an hour. Sometimes, you know, for more than that. And that's a very, very critical aspect of this particular marketplace, because if you try to force these guys out of the market and say, hey, you know, we're going to make you put up the full contract value of the oil, they're going to find different markets to go to. And that means, of course, we're going to see less transparency of the market. And, you know, we won't really know what a fair price for oil is.
Number five on the countdown, as we are halfway through the year, is Syria. Here are what some of the talk radio callers you may have heard have had to say about whether it's time for us, the U.S., to get involved in that country.
I had the same opinion when we got involved in Libya. And, you know, today there's a story in the front page of the New York Times, which I read most of. 10 allies joined the U.S. to move to expel Syria diplomats. And, you know, it seems right now maybe diplomacy is the best way to do it. We'll see how far they dig their heels in over there in Syria. The people, you know, are doing this to their own people, whoever they are. You know, it's really hard to pinpoint who's responsible here. I'm sure there's a lot more than a dozen people responsible, you know. So anyway, you know, I just don't think that it's our role right now when all these other countries are involved too. I mean, like in Libya, here's why I draw comparisons, because in Libya, it's pretty much the same thing was kind of happening, except for, you know, Gaddafi was an admitted terrorist. You know, he admitted hiring that guy who was in the Scottish jail who planted the bomb on the plane, and then they let the guy out of jail, and then he dies, and, you know, we don't know what happened to Gaddafi. But I think it might be a little different in Syria, but not much.
I just went to the veterans part of the cemetery on Memorial Day to put flowers on my husband's grave. No more intervention in the Middle East for the United States. We don't need to lose any more American lives. Not for this type of a situation. My God, it's so terrible. These young people come back from the wars today in the Middle East. Their wounds are so horrific. Loss of limbs, loss of everything. It is not worth it to the United States. We have too much that we need to do in this country to get back on our feet again.
Up next, the Martin Zimmerman case and Afghanistan, plus the battle over Obamacare. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
It's time for 4th of July travel. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And save on all tires, including a buy three, get one free deal on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N77. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Instant messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world has gone
instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. First Lieutenant Kathy Drake, Army Nurse Corps.
I'm an operating room nurse. I thought we really did well. Chris in Pyongyang, we were set up in a Russian medical school, so we had private operating rooms. Beautiful. When you think back, we just did everything just like we did in the States. When we were taken out of Korea, I was at that time, we were sent back to Japan. And then I came back to Korea. There it was the same thing, but that was an all tent operation. There we had one big tent for the operating room, and we had seven tables that we were running. So you're really working fast to keep the, when you have a big push on, you have all those casualties and you're working as fast as you can. And then when the push is over, you know, then there's the idle time. There's not much to do.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air,
it isn't,
then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't.
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is the 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
Talk radio, talk television in review. And so the special edition continues looking at the top 10 for the first half of the year. And the Zimmerman-Martin case is number 6. From last month, here's host David Cruz talking about George Zimmerman entering his not guilty plea outside the courtroom so the Trayvon's parents and the news media wouldn't hear it.
A secret plea entered by George Zimmerman in the killing of Trayvon Martin. A secret plea. And I say that because instead of this information having been handled openly in court so that even Trayvon's parents would have been able to hear for themselves this man enter a plea, imagine to our surprise that he actually entered a plea a dozen days ago. And only now do we know what it is. He told the court, I am not guilty. And yet he had the audacity to turn around and tell the parents that he was sorry for the loss of their son. And I told you yesterday I thought those were very hypocritical words. Well, I think him entering the not guilty plea and having done so secretly even makes that apology ring more hollow and false. Here's the other thing he did, and we're just learning this because through a Freedom of Information Act request that the court had to respond to, they had to open up all of the court documents. We're also learning that he has waived his right to answer the murder charges in person. Here's what that means, basically. He's hiding in a cave somewhere, or maybe a resort. We don't know. And even though he was told he can't have any alcohol, who's checking? We don't even know where he is. No one does, except maybe his family. He doesn't even have to surface until the trial starts. So two very significant concessions made here. I think really three. A bail that was very flexible, very lenient. Some of you think it's fair. I don't. Especially in a high-profile case with the high possibility of flight risk, one. Two, he entered the plea secretly. Does he have the right to do so? Yes, but how often have you heard that being done in a high-profile case? And three, he won't even have to appear in public until the trial. Here's what I think that does. Pretty smart move by the lawyer, by the way. If I were representing him, I'd have done the same thing. Here's why. The less you see of George Zimmerman, the better. He reminds you of the crime. So keep him out of sight, let the thing cool down, let it chill. They won't see him again for a while. People will just forget. That's what I think the whole play is. So he's going to stay in hiding indefinitely. Because really, we don't know when this thing is coming forward.
Number seven on the countdown, the end of the war in Afghanistan. Here's Mark Smith from the AP with talk host David Kaharsky. They talk about Afghanistan dominating this year's NATO summit.
Afghanistan is the main subject here, David, and that's the alliance members are talking about this 31-month countdown, if you will, to the end of the combat mission for NATO and its partners in Afghanistan. But then, of course, the big question is what happens next, and they'll still be fighting there, and the Afghan government still will have a fight on its hands with the Taliban. So today's session, in addition to reviewing the plans for the drawdown, is also about what goes on next and how to pay for and equip the Afghan army and keep government functioning, and also about the presidential elections, which are coming up again in 2014. So a lot to talk about for these summit leaders.
Have we gotten any indication from any of these visiting countries? Have we gotten any indication of whether or not they're up to helping pay for this this effort, this longstanding effort to keep Afghanistan's military bolstered?
Yeah, it's a very good question. There have been some indications that commitments will be forthcoming, but there are not going to be any, we're told, specifically made here. It's estimated that it could cost something in the neighborhood of $4 billion a year to keep Afghan forces up as a going concern, and, you know, obviously equipment and materiel and ammunition and that sort of stuff. The Afghan government is expected to pay about $500 million toward that, obviously out of their own money, but the rest of it's going to have to be made up somehow. The question is whether the allies, who are, of course, cash-strapped at the moment, especially the Europeans with their debt crisis and everything else, are going to want to contribute. Certainly it is not going to be a surprise that the American taxpayer is going to be on the hook for much of that money.
The battle over the health care situation, number eight. Here's a conversation with host Brian Moline, some of his callers sharing their concerns after the Supreme Court upheld the president's health care plan.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Well, actually, I take that back. This is probably one of the bleakest mornings I've woken up to in the last 3 years. I don't know if the people really understand what just happened, so let me frame it a little bit. You can be guaranteed that this will take this nation probably another 25 to 30% further in debt in the next 4 years. On top of that, all the other spending programs that this administration is well known for are going to continue. And at the end of the day, everybody out there is going to see their taxes skyrocket. Because you become nothing more than a subject slave to government, these taxation. So they're going to allow you to work for them, but it's going to be harder and harder and harder to get ahead.
Don in Champaign, good morning, Don.
Well, remember today. Definitely remember today. Everybody remembers the day the music died, right? I think that's the day the U.S. died. Get ready for unemployment to go up to about 10%, I believe, if not more. I went from believing into the good old USA to the not-so-good USA. I'm embarrassed to be part of this country anymore.
All right, Don. Well, thanks for sharing those thoughts. I don't know why you'd be, embarrassed to be part of this country. It's just it's part of it. You know, things get enacted that we don't agree with, and you can voice your opinion at the ballot box. Certainly, the folks who put this into law, most of them are up for election. U.S. House elections this fall, presidential election this fall. Lots of ways you can voice your opinion. Tyler is on the line. Good morning, Tyler.
I'm self-employed and I'm a single parent calling in from Rantoul, and I make roughly right around $1,600 a month. After I pay my taxes, it's down to, we'll say, $1,213. Then I pay my rent, which is $550, which puts me down to $650 to $700. $150 for my car payment for a 99. That puts us down to $500. Car insurance is $100. That puts me down to $400. Pay my utilities. That's just for gas, water, and electric is $250. That leaves me with $150. Then I have to pay for child care, and I'm lucky enough to get help from the state, but still, that's $50. So now I'm down to $100 to $200. That's to put food on my table, put clothes on my kids' back, and put gas in my vehicle to get back and forth to work. There's no way that I can afford another $150 for health insurance. I'm 27. I'm in decent, healthy condition. You know, somebody that has a pre-existing condition that's on a fixed income can't get health insurance. And does anybody else see this?
All right, we have two to go, Facebook and immigration reform. They are up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Top 10 talk topics for the first half of the year continuing. This is a special edition. I'm Doug Steffen. Number 9, the Facebook IPO. Here is host Barry Armstrong along with reporter Beth Healy. They talk about investigations and lawsuits that have come out of Facebook's dismal IPO.
Have you got any more information about Morgan Stanley being investigated by Bill Galvin's office? How'd you come by that information?
Well, Galvin actually announced that yesterday that he was putting out a subpoena. And he does that. He does a little more disclosure than some other regulators do. Mm-hmm. But in addition, it looks like FINRA and some of the other financial regulators are also looking into this deal.
Yeah, they are. Now, what's the culpability here? What did they do, Beth? Explain it to in layman's terms, if you can. What is the accusation, and how did it adversely affect buyers of this stock?
So Morgan Stanley, big Wall Street firm that led the underwriting of the IPO, which means they were one of the biggest firms to be offering shares to investors, both large and small, individuals as well as big pension funds and mutual funds. The allegation is that one of their analysts talked to some investors ahead of the IPO about some of Facebook's new problems that were coming out last week, revenues slowing down, that sort of thing.
Yep. And that's against the law. That is verboten. There's supposed to be a China wall between the investment banking division and the retail side, right?
Well, it seems like the real issue here, Morgan Stanley is claiming that they put this information out to everybody in a fair way. But the question that the regulators are focusing in on is, did the analysts share some of these concerns only with some of the larger, more important investors and not with everybody?
That's the accusation. And what other evidence is there that they may have done that, Beth? Do you have any more yet?
I don't know that there's evidence yet. I think this IPO is drawing so much attention, of course, because It's enormous, the biggest high-tech IPO ever, so much buzz and excitement around it. And then instead of rocketing up when it came out of the gates, it's dropped, more than 19%. And so that gets people wondering what went wrong.
Is it possible to find out if Morgan Stanley is propping the stock up today? Because the market's down 150 points, but Facebook shares are up.
It's very interesting. It's a hard thing to know for sure, but there were reports that on the first day of the IPO that some of the investment bankers were, in fact, propping up the shares. By the way, they're kind of supposed to do that, right? If your broker comes to you and says, I got a great deal for you, you should buy these shares, you'd probably be happy that the firm was helping keep the price of the shares up.
Yeah.
That's not an inherently bad thing, but clearly there's a problem here because the pricing of the IPO may have been too high.
Immigration reform takes the number 10 spot on the list of talk topics so far this year. Here's host Wayne Cabot with CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen. They talk about the Supreme Court's ruling on Arizona and the immigration law there.
What did the justices say here?
Well, the court, 5-3, Justice Kagan didn't hear the case. 5-3 declared that 3 of the 4 provisions of Arizona's law were unconstitutional. They were preempted by congressional immigration law and policy that has come down over the past couple of generations. The 4th provision was allowed to go into effect, but Justice Kennedy, who wrote the majority decision, said that it would be subject to further review, state court review, and federal court review. So it is a victory for the Obama administration. They got almost everything they hoped for from the court. There were 3 very strong dissents. Justice Scalia basically said, if Arizona can't protect itself from illegal immigrants in this fashion, it shouldn't be able to call itself a sovereign state. So clear battle lines, but a victory today for the feds.
So you mentioned Justice Scalia, also Justice Thomas, no surprise there, I guess, wanted to keep all these provisions intact.
Right, and Justice Alito was the 3rd dissenter. Chief Justice Roberts was in the majority here. He did not write any sort of an opinion. He was on board with Justice Kennedy's analysis. And don't forget, Justice Kennedy is the only current member of the U.S. Supreme Court from California who has a sense of some of these southwestern issues that Arizona and other states out there were facing. So a big decision today. I don't know what it sort of foreshadows for Thursday's ruling on the health care case. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, that is the next big political issue coming up in a few days. The president on this issue says he's worried about what the high court left intact in Arizona. He said that no American should ever live under a cloud of suspicion just because of what they look like. Is there still a civil rights issue here in Arizona?
Absolutely there is. Remember, this fight was about whether the law as written was constitutional, whether it could be allowed to go in, with the federal immigration policy to the extent it conflicted with that.
So immigration reform, one of the most talked about topics so far this year, coming in at number 10. So let's review. Facebook IPO number 9, Obamacare number 8, war in Afghanistan is number 7, the Zimmerman-Martin case number 6, number 5 is Syria, number 4 the prices being paid for gasoline, Iran's pursuit of nuclear weaponry is number 3, the economy is number 2, and the presidential race is number 1. As we work through the top talk topics of the year so far, the year 2012, I'm Doug Steffen.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking them with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.